Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Feels like forever, even if forever's tonight. Just lay with me. What's this night away with me?
My, I can look away. I just gotta say. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, one in the Dunmar Loop, one down on Southampton. We're also on Instagram Live at Courtney and Co. Y98. Sarah Nations, if you're listening, stop texting me because you're screwing up with the Instagram Live.
All right. Before you get to your foodstuff stories, I wanted to let you know, not one, not two, but three pieces of mail for Radio's Tim Convey.
Wow. Oh, you got a postcard, too.
Wait, I'm not supposed to open these? I'm supposed to just go on with foodstuffs right now?
Yeah. We'll come back to it. I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, my gosh. And they're all addressed to Radio's Tim Convey.
Oh, good. Otherwise, how would they get here?
The reason that we're asking for mail for Radio's Tim Convey is because he was left out of the mailboxes and was hurt. So,
post office probably has piles and piles of fan mail, and they've had nowhere to bring it.
Foodstuffs! So, thank you to the three people.
Oh, I cannot wait. I am so excited. I'm distracted, but I'm going to get through
foodstuffs. There's nothing better than getting mail.
Yeah.
Like hand, well, unless it's a nun that's mad at you. Happened to me. Or, I think I got another complaint before that. All right, go.
I'm pretty pumped here. Okay, archaeologists found cheese in an ancient Egyptian tomb. And if you remember not long ago, there was that tomb, and they found basically blood, like red water in it, and people started a petition because they wanted to drink it. I'm going to gag thinking about it. Now people want to eat this cheese.
What is wrong with people?
Why?
Over 3,000 years old.
Ugh.
But cheese, like, you age it, and then it gets better? Is that the deal with cheese?
Is it?
Anybody?
No, because cheese still goes right. Bad.
I don't know. It's a terrible idea. The cheese is contaminated with bacteria that would almost definitely kill you.
Oh. There's good cheese bacteria, and there's bad cheese bacteria.
That's weird.
Food stuff.
So I read this headline. A restaurant in Mexico City is busted for selling tacos made with illegal tarantulas. Now, when I first read it, I was like, oh, my God, they're killing tarantulas and trying to pass it off as something else. Not the case.
They weren't even tarantulas.
It's like a delicacy. No, they are.
They're advertising tarantula tacos.
Well, yeah, with tarantula meat, but it's the Mexican red rump tarantula, which is a protected species, so they're in trouble. And they put a video up promoting, and it was the chef using a homemade blowtorch to blacken one of the spiders. And that's how they got busted.
That's awful.
I know.
I don't like any of that.
I don't like it on many levels.
Yeah.
Foodstuffs.
Okay. A beer delivery guy talked down. There's this guy. There's two beer delivery guys. They're just cruising around doing deliveries, and they see this guy on the bridge, and he had crossed over the barrier, and he was basically about to jump. So they pulled over, and they're talking to him. These two guys, they spent over an hour talking to the guy.
The beer delivery guys did?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Come on, you know, get
trying
off there.
Trying to talk him
down. Yeah, everything's going to be fine. And the guy said that he remembered, he learned some negotiator tactics that he saw in the Denzel Washington movie Inside Man. Remember that
one? Yeah, Spike Lee movie.
Wow.
And that's how he was able to establish a rapport and keep the guy from jumping. The guy still wouldn't come down until finally this dude, the beer delivery guy, said, hey man, do you want to just have a beer with me? And the guy said, all right. So the dude runs back to the beer truck, grabs a 12-pack of Coors Light. The guy comes back. They had a beer, and he's fine.
Wow.
Heroes, right?
Yeah. And I think the biggest hero is
Coors Light.
Denzel.
Oh.
Denzel. Yeah, it's kind of a tie. But hopefully Coors Light takes care of that guy.
At least he wasn't a beer snob. Like, no, not my flavor.
He's like, do you have a Stella?
Yeah. I feel like Courtney would be like, I'm more a Mick Ultra girl.
What's the temperature?
Otherwise, I'm jumping.
I don't want any of your warm beer.
Yeah. And how about this? This is all the rage on the internet. When you use a can opener, right? The thing that you twist.
Yeah.
Some people use it on the side. Some people use it on the top. Most people, it turns out, use it on the side.
Yeah, I use it on the side.
I use it on the side.
That's wrong, guys.
Nope.
Yeah, it
is. You clamp it down like this.
That's fine, but if you use it on the top, then guess what? It holds, it removes the lid instead of the lid falling into the can.
That does gross me out. I always try to be, I'm always careful with pulling it, not going all the way.
Yeah, and I clean the lid before I use the can opener in case it does fall down.
I need to see a video of this. Is there a video of this?
There's a video. You guys are saying you use it on the side?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, that's how you do it.
That's how I was taught.
You squeeze it down and then...
You squeeze it and then you go around.
No, you squeeze it up top and then it just removes.
How do you squeeze it up top? I don't even
You put it in there and then it's cutting the sides of the can.
I feel a video coming on tomorrow.
Am I blowing your mind right now?
Yes, a little bit.
Kevin, did you post a video?
There is a video at Y98.com.
Y98.com. Check out the video and start using your can openers the right way, guys.
I don't even know how to do that.
I don't either. That's why I'm so confused right now.
All right, get on board. Y98.com. And follow us on Instagram at Courtney and Co. Y98. I'm about to open some fan mail, and that has been Food Stuff.
You did a good job, though.
I did all right.
Being distracted and all.
Yeah.
All right, news in just...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.